Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Northeast Iowa woman facing felony arson charge following a fire last summer that destroyed three homes has taken a plea deal to avoid prison. Olwine police arrested 51-year-old Jeannie Murphy of Olwine on June 3, 2025, after she started a fire at the home she lived in, with the fire then spreading to two neighboring homes. All three homes were total losses. Murphy was charged with two counts of first-degree arson, Class B felonies, plus one count of second-degree arson, a Class C felony. According to criminal complaints, Murphy admitted to setting the fire. After initially pleading not guilty, Murphy was scheduled for further proceedings in Fayette County District Court on May 27th, but on Thursday, a plea deal was announced. The agreement indicates Murphy will plead guilty to second-degree arson, with one count of first-degree arson also reduced to second-degree arson, and the other first-degree arson charge dismissed. She was to serve 10 years for each count to run consecutively for a total of 20 years. However, the sentence is to be fully suspended, with Murphy to be housed at Open Doors Shelter in Dubuque. Once she completes the programming at Open Doors, she shall remain on probation. Murphy will be held in the Fayette County Jail until a bed becomes available at Open Doors. In 2023, Murphy was charged with domestic assault after she poured what she claimed was homemade acid on a man in the same home destroyed by the fire last June. She took a plea deal for a two-day jail sentence. While in jail for the acid assault, Murphy attacked a detention officer and was charged with attempted murder initially. She would later plead guilty to assault on persons in certain occupations and received a year of probation. Authorities in Northeast Iowa are investigating a stabbing in which the suspect took his own life. Monona police say a stabbing was reported in the 200 block of South Page Street shortly after 7:30 Wednesday night. At the scene, officers found a person outside a home with multiple stab wounds, applied a tourniquet, and the person was taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital. During the investigation, police determined the suspect had barricaded himself on the second floor of the home and that the man had access to multiple firearms and refused to come out. After several attempts to get the suspect to exit, the Clayton County CERT team entered the residence, where they found a man dead from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The investigation remains active, no further information being released at this time. The Monona Police Department was assisted by the Alamakee and Clayton County Sheriff's Offices, Elkader and Postville Police Departments, plus Iowa State Patrol and Wisconsin law enforcement from the Prairie du Chien Police Department and Crawford County Sheriff's Office. Monona Ambulance and Clayton County Dispatch also assisted with the incident. A new trial date is in the works for a Northeast Iowa man accused of strangling a female victim to unconsciousness. Waverly police arrested 51-year-old Brian Strike of Waverly in April of 2025 on a charge of attempted murder, a Class B felony. According to the criminal complaints, the victim told officers she made dinner for her and Strike, but when they sat down to eat, he got up abruptly and said, "It's time to kill you now." Strike then allegedly dragged the woman to her room and strangled her until she became unconscious. When the victim woke up, she shut and locked the door, but Strike then allegedly kicked in the door, strangled her again, and left the home. WPD says Strike later admitted there was a tussle in his home, and after his arrest allegedly stated, "I really tried to kill her. That's what I tried to do." Strike has pleaded not guilty, and his trial was scheduled for this Monday in Bremer County District Court. However, the defense recently motioned for a continuance, noting that the state and defendant are still engaged in discovery and plea negotiations. The defense's request was uncontested by the state, and after it was approved, a conference to reschedule Strike's trial is now set for May 21st. Court records show Strike was accused of strangling another woman in August of 2022 and pleaded guilty to domestic abuse assault causing serious injury, with a charge of assault impeding air blood flow dismissed. In that case, he was sentenced to 365 days in jail, with all but 4 days suspended. It will be a summer trial date for a Northeast Iowa man accused of stealing over $60,000 from the American Legion post at which he was the finance officer. According to court records, Michael Islas is charged with first-degree theft, a Class C felony, after he allegedly stole $62,000 from American Legion Post 135 in Cresco. Investigators say the theft occurred between July 2017 and January of this year. During that time frame, Islas was the post finance officer, making him the primary person responsible for managing all financial matters, including savings and checkings accounts and certificates of deposit. Court records also say that, in a recorded interview, Islas admitted to transferring and using American Legion funds without permission. He allegedly said he and his family were experiencing financial hardship and that he used the funds for personal expenses, intending it to be temporary. Islas has pleaded not guilty, and his trial is scheduled for July 29th in Howard County District Court. Immaculate Conception Catholic Church of Charles City will host an off-site Mass this evening. Mass on the Farm, the Feast of St. Isidore, is scheduled for 5:30 this evening at the Bruce and Sherry Cannon Farm at 2190 Union Avenue of Charles City. Attendees asked to bring a lawn chair, a dish to share, and your own serving utensils. A potluck meal will follow the Mass. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.